In a lot of ways, COVID simplifies things. We're all less caught up in our own issues. The straightforward tasks are to survive, not harm others, help loved ones also survive and cope, stay afloat economically, and then, yes, manage one's emotions while also using the pandemic as an opportunity to learn and either reaffirm one's general current path, improve on that, or recognize the need to redirect the trajectory of one's life. Now, I did say simplify, but that doesn't mean any of that is easy. And as I think about my part, the services I might provide through all of this, it turns out that the most elementary view of what I do, and can be most helpful providing now, is to be part of good dialogues about the things that truly matter and have those conversations succeed, at least minimally, at providing practical help while also helping to facilitate a generally hopeful, reasonably optimistic emotional state dealing with things that must be dealt with. And by and large, the way that happens is that the conversation successfully serves the process of mindfulness. We've all heard that word, and the reason it's used so often now, to the point of being a cliche, is because it's the antidote to having one's mind be saturated and carried away by anxiety and all the tasks and messages coming toward us, the choices and obligations we've made and have, promises we need to keep, and whatever else our screens are telling us. Mindfulness can include things like meditation or yoga, but its most basic form is conscious reflection, requiring oneself to calm down while thinking about and perceiving more accurately what your mind is telling you about you and the life you're in. Hopefully, being clear-eyed and emotionally honest helps reveal what's most important. Sorting priorities comes more easily, obvious mistakes are revealed, and improved clarity, mindfulness, pushes back against open-ended anxiety. I'd hoped this would all sort of evolve naturally, but regrettably, many of our fellow citizens are instinctively resistant to going there, usually out of a fear that the interruption in the mind's focus on the flow of duties and obligations and all those to-do items disrupts or even disables the functioning that is occurring. So the invitation to calm down and look with a clear eye at one's situation isn't really that inviting for some. But for others, it's exactly what the doctor ordered and what they know they need. Thinking out loud with emotion about one's current situation with someone who's been part of that many times before and who is also sharing the same pandemic we're all experiencing has turned out to be very helpful for many. My contact information is below. If you think a conversation with me might be fruitful or beneficial, please reach out. Thanks.